Colleen O'Brien from Seattle's Morning News here with a look back at this week's top interviews. We had a bit of fun on Friday with consumer man Herb Weissbaum, who brought out the props to quiz Seattle's Morning News on their consumer protection knowledge. Weissbaum is also a contributing editor at checkbook.org. It's a nonprofit providing ratings for services in 7 cities, including Seattle. With service bell in hand and our show's producer David Burbank ready with the wrong answer buzzer, Chris Sullivan, Mickey Gomez, and I endeavored to win the consumer quiz. Tell us how you scored. First question.
The organic label can help you when making decisions about the food you buy, but it doesn't apply to everything. The term organic is meaningless if it's on a package of chicken, meat, eggs, or seafood.
Any guesses? I'm going to defend myself here and let you know I have test anxiety. Chicken.
Anybody else have
seafood?
Seafood. Oh, I got it wrong?
Yes, seafood. There's no such thing as organic seafood.
Yes.
Okay.
But just for Colleen, so everyone knows
people.
The buzzer. That was for Colleen.
Okay, thank you.
Can you
traffic
hear the bell? Department 2?
Yes.
Everybody else, nothing.
Thank you for that, David. Second question.
State or federal rules require some purchases to come with a cooling off period, giving you a little time to cancel the transaction without any penalty. How long is the cooling off period when you buy a car? 3 days, 7 days, 14 days, or a month?
I've never heard of cooling off periods. Any idea? I thought I might know, but in fairness, Herb was playing a little dirty with this one.
How long is the cooling off period when you buy a car? 3 days, 7 days, 14 days, or a month?
7 days.
A month.
I'm going to say 7 days.
I'm going to go 14 days.
Buzzer, please. Oh, the buzzer's not queued up. No, actually, there is no cooling off period when you buy a car.
That was a trick question.
It was. And a lot of people don't know that. I've had people call me and say, I bought this car 3 days ago and the yellow doesn't go with my complexion. They won't take it back. That's right. You bought the car. When you sign the contract, you walk off the lot, you bought the car. There's no cooling off period.
Oh, Herb. Tricky question there. All right. Here's question number 3.
You carry a balance on your credit card and money is tight. How can you make sure you don't get charged the late fee when you can't pay the whole bill?
Credit to our rising star of a consumer reporter, Mickey Gomez, for being quick to the draw. Do you know?
How can you make sure you don't get charged the late fee when you can't pay the whole bill?
You pay the minimum.
That is correct.
You pay. Yes.
A lot of people don't know that. They don't make the payment. If you pay the minimum, it's not a late charge. So you and it doesn't ruin your credit score. So if you can't do pay the minimum. Okay.
So how'd you do? More questions with Consumer Man and Checkbook.org contributing editor Herb Weissbaum on the March 8th Seattle's Morning News podcast.